You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well met, fellow adventurers. In this episode, we will be in Trithic, and we will be doing various little bits of adventure that we've missed. Now, I've been looking around beforehand, and I've already found one. I'm going to explore the city, Blade Square, and visit the Adderstone Tunnels. Now, the Adderstone Tunnels are a large series of underground passages connecting various parts of Trithic. Originally constructed to provide safe haven for the city's populace during an attack, the tunnels have become a common passageway for the citizens of Trithic. Guards have been stationed at every tunnel entrance to closely watch the comings and goings of tunnel travellers. Now, usually you can use these tunnels just to go to the different quadrants of the city. Well, some of them. In this case, the north, the east and Blade Square. But there's someone here. Approach a young woman who seems to be watching you. Now, this is a fairly new adventure, as its section number is 35,647. The young woman, clad in a tattered array of colourful grimy wax, looks up as you draw near, her wary gaze and harder demeanour betraying a rugged existence on the fringes of society. "You can gawk if such a thing suits you," she snaps, doing her best to straighten her soiled attire. Before the curse at me, but I had my full wit to draw upon. You can't hope to do straight if you can't think straight. Makes sense, doesn't it? Well, does it? You know that it does. As she becomes more agitated, you're about to begin backing away when she suddenly fumbles in her pocket and pleads for you to wait. "Just a moment, if you'd allow me," she says, still rummaging. "It's something I've been saving for you, I think. Ah, here's the lucky one for today." "A lucky what?" The young woman, pushing back her thick, matted lock of black hair, draws from her pocket a small, jagged shard of green stone. "Take it," she says, handing you the piece. "Mind the edges, though. They bite. Yes, it's yours. And when you have all of them, it will again fly and show you the way." "Oh. To even think of that day. I can't keep my mind straight, you see. It's all very absurd. Unending! I have a green stone fragment. This small, jagged green stone fragment has dangerously sharp edges. Please take care when handling it." "While handling it, you'll need to collect all the fragments. To see what can be assembled for them." "How many fragments are there to be found?" "Even the very wise cannot say." You ask the woman her name, but she shakes her head as a pained expression passes over her grime-streaked face. "A curse forbids me," she says, a voice barely above a whisper. "Keep the stone. I have others. You will have them all, but not as yet. Unless I'm utterly mad before this is all over, you will have them all, and then I'll be free. I'll be me. If not, I'll be mad beyond all measure. Don't you see? You must see, do you?" She turns to hasten away, but looks back at you, a faint smile playing on her lips. "I won't remember you," she says. "But you do your best to remember me. So that if we meet again, there is more to say? Long live our blessed king!" With that, she dashes off along the street and quickly passes out of sight. Puzzled by the strange encounter, you glance briefly at the small, jagged shard of green stone before slipping it into your pocket. As you prepare to set off on your way, your thoughts return to the ragged young woman and a strange, somewhat cryptic babble, and you wonder if you'll ever again cross paths with her. Alright, okay, let's go to the north section. You move through the wide underground passage in the company of many fellow tunnel travellers. A troop of armoured riders on horseback trots past you as you head north, drawing several nervous glances from those around you. Every so often, you take note of a city guard standing watch at the side of the thoroughfare, carefully monitoring the passing tunnel goers. You eventually emerge from the tunnel, passing beneath a tall stone arch, observation link. Engravings of snakes, presumably adders, adorn several of the massive blocks that form the stone arch. Well, it is the adder stone. And into the northern section of the city. Okay, I'm going to pause, and if something new turns up, I'll be back. Well, I found some place that's different. About the Owl Nook Tavern. You make several inquiries among the unsavoury elements about the edges of the common cavern and are quickly led to a back room where you are met by a young, dark-haired man. The old man does not introduce himself and does not ask your name. "Two adventure tokens and our services will be available for 1 week. There are no promises of what you can fetch for prices, mind. But know that the best you'll find anywhere. And the price to obtain our services might soon be on the rise." The young man holds out his hand unexpectedly. "So this fence, it lets you sell various equipment for more gold than you would get elsewhere. So if you happen to have a lot of adventure tokens sat hanging around because you're a donator, or you got really lucky with spinning that wheel, then it might be worth it to let you gain gold a little bit faster so you can get all your residence upgrades, get Zorlan's Ring of Arcania, get the Ring of Motley Wonder. You probably want that as well. I think those are all the big gold sinks. I mean, there is, but getting a set of unmatched plate gear, but that's not that big a deal. And if you have adventure tokens to spare for this, you've probably already got better stuff in all your slots anyway. But it can something. Politely decline and leave. With a sordid history that includes having been twice burned to the ground, the seedy, though recently renovated, Owl Nook Tavern stands as a symbol for much of this long played Gadawong's end. The sizable crowd fills the common room at all hours, often in violation of Trithic's enforced curfew, where brawls, theft, and the occasional murder serve to keep the patrons of the Owl Nook on their toes. It's here you've come to know members of the Band of Thieves. Of a Band of Thieves, some believe them to be connected to the Night Whisperers of Ravenleaf, have set up shop. Seemingly in cahoots with the tavern's proprietor, the thieves operate a thriving and not altogether secretive fencing operation. All indications are that some of the best prices for quality items can be obtained in Owlnook. Alright, now I'm just going to leave the tavern. Okay, I'm going to pause while I look for something else. I found that young woman again. I'm in the market of Blade Square. So, I thought there'd be a gap or something before you can encounter again, but apparently that was only when it was being announced. So approach the young woman who seems to be watching you. You again approach the young woman, whom you first encountered near Adderstone Tunnels. She smiles as you draw near, her grime-streaked face partially concealed behind dangling locks of matted black hair. "I knew we'd meet again," she says, attempting to brush something from her ragged attire. "The curse tells me things I wouldn't order, you know. It's my only friend these days, if you can believe it. No one else pays me any mind, but why should I care about that? I know what the order of things are, what they ought to be, and again think straight if all of this is to be." A confused look crosses her face, and she steps closer as her white hand fumbles around in a pocket stitched to the outside of her soul cloak. "I've another one for you," she says. "It's got to be the white one, though, me. Though, allow me just a moment and I'll find it. Or it will find me, yes. Here we are." The young woman pulls her hand from her pocket and reveals a small, jagged piece of green stone pitched between her thumb and forefinger. "This is the second one I've given you," she says, pressing the piece into your hand. "I can't believe I remembered our first meeting. It's not so easy these days to recall such things. Or much of anything that makes any sense. Mind the edges, sharpen the look. You'll have to keep finding me, so I can give you all these little bits. Then I'll be right. Or at least, stuck with the hope of getting so. It's the second greenstone fragment now." You again ask the woman her name, but she either doesn't hear your inquiry or willingly ignores it. "Keep that little piece safe, and the plan will work. Even if I can't get it all straight in my head right at this moment," she says, her jaw trembling. "You see, think and breathe this, Magnus. But I know a path. You must help me. I may not remember you when and if we meet again." Before you attempt to ask her anything else, she turns and rushes off into the marketplace, nimbly slipping through the throng. Determined to follow the woman and see what you learn from her movements, you set off in pursuit, keeping several yards behind her as she darts through the market crowds. After several minutes, she turns down an alley between two stone warehouses. You arrive at the mouth of the alley only moments later, just in time to witness a curious and unexpected sight. You watch as a young woman, several yards along the alley, drags aside a large iron grate and climbs down into a small dark opening. She reaches up and pulls the grate back into place behind her. Profoundly intrigued, you consider following her to wherever it is her destination lies beneath the grate. "I'm going to follow her. Just because stuff happens if you follow her and stuff doesn't if you don't. And you want to hear about stuff happening. Follow her into the opening." The iron grate covering the small opening is badly corroded and simply resting across the square hole. You carefully lift and set the grate aside before peering down into the opening. A wooden ladder, missing a couple of rungs, descends a properly approximately 10 feet into a stone wall corridor, through which clogs a sluggish stream of dark water. A foul stench wafts out of the opening. You immediately realise you're looking down into a sewer passage, one of the countless tunnels that snake their way between Twithick. Although it's a good thing that Twithick has sewers, because if you don't have sewers, you can be in a pretty, pretty bad situation. If you're a large city that doesn't have sewers. Because where do you put the poop? Of course, you have to maintain the sewers. But I assume they have people for that. And if they don't, I'm probably going to have some words with the Thane about it. But I'm just going to assume. So I can climb down into the sewers and have fun things happen. Well, interesting things. Probably not so fun for Sir Croakington herself, because she'd be in the sewers. But more fun for us. So climb down into the sewers. After readying your trusted light source, you climb down through the opening, pulling the grate back into place above you. Slowly, making certain you avoid the ladder's broken and missing rungs, you descend into the reeking gloom. Or maybe you're small, so fall damage doesn't matter and you just drop. Yeah. You reach the bottom of the ladder and step to the side of a sluggish, ankle-deep stream of dark water, flowing along a narrow channel at the centre of the stone corridor. Okay, this is another one of those randomised. This is one of those tile-based dungeons. This area is called the sewer tunnels. A nauseating odour pervades the gloomy stone corridors that comprise this section of the Twithick sewers. So as things scurry and scuttle unseen, just beyond the range of your light, in this dreadful, reeking maze. You visited one of the 5 locations your exploration has revealed. You haven't yet searched any of the locations you've explored, so I guess I should probably get down to doing that. Alright, a way out. A rickety wooden ladder with missing and broken rungs climbs through a square opening in the stone ceiling, stopping just below a loose iron grate. A sluggish channel of dark fetid water flows through a narrow channel at the centre of the stone sewer tunnel. Well, let's search here. Make a thorough search. Nothing of particular interest. Okay, let's go north. No particular reason. Light from above. Thin, pale strands of light filter down into the tunnel through a round iron grate set into the ceiling. You summarise the grate must either be covered from above or inside a dark space. Let us search here. Thorough search. Discover something. In the muck along the edge of the sewer tunnel, you spot the telltale signs of someone having recently passed this way. Believing the scattered prints could have only been left by the young woman you're seeking, prepare to continue your search for her. Okay, let's go east. Puddles. Several murky puddles cover the floor in this section of the tunnel. Water drips steadily from cracks in both the ceiling and walls. Search here. Though a search for surroundings, no particular interest. Go east again. Markings. The wall in this section of the tunnel bears several markings, the most pronounced of which is a crude etching of 3 concentric squares. Alright, this is some Zaphomorian stuff. The Great Crab's influence is here as well. From out of the darkness. Without warning, a large rat streaks out of the shadows and attacks. savagely assailing you with his gashing fangs. Well, that's to be expected. This is a sewer, after all. And rats like sewers, presumably because all the food just falls down. And there's so many places to hide. Begin combat. The rats assail you with fang and claw. The nimble rat dodges some of the damage. Well, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Rather than taking 14 damage, it only takes 4. It dodges some of the damage again. Actually, in fact, most of the damage. Not this time. The smasher wallops your foe for 15 damage. Swing my club for 16 damage. And now it is slain. And it dodging didn't help. Still slain. It does a lot of damage, but not enough. It is slain. 5 XP. Having vanquished the threat, you carefully check over your gear before warily resuming your exploration. Alright, search here. Have a search. The particular interest. Go east. Alright, I can examine the etching. As you examine the etching of the 3 concentric squares, a strange feeling begins to build in the pit of your stomach. For a fleeting instant, your surroundings blur and grow dim, before abruptly returning to their original state. The urge to continue gazing at the etching is strong, for your every instinct screams you to look away. Continue to gaze, just to see what happens. For several long minutes, you stand perfectly still, your gaze frozen on the 3 concentric squares. Your surroundings slowly darken, until the only light visible to you is a soft white glow around the strange etching. Then suddenly, as if wakening with a start from some meandering dream, you gasp and inhale several deep breaths, putting aside the urge to continue looking at the etching. You heed your instincts and attempt to look away. Looking away from the etching proves no easy feat. However, after several attempts, you manage to tear your gaze from the 3 concentric squares and step back from the wall. Okay, let's not tempt fate with that thing again. Let's not look at these particular 3 concentric squares again. We can glance at them, as you know, we're looking on the way to, you know, as your eyes just pass by on the way to other things, but let's not look at them. Okay, where are you some more? Warm air. A strong draft of warm air continuously flows through this section of the sewer channel, for its source is not immediately apparent. Let us search here. You make a thorough search of your surroundings and discover something. In the sludge along the edge of the sewer passage, you discover the telltale signs of someone having recently passed this way. Believing that the meandering prints could only have been left by the young woman you're pursuing, you prepare to continue your search for her. But this does seem to be a dead end, but admittedly, she is kind of mad, so maybe she'd double back? Okay, I've gone as east as you can go. Now, to north of the entrance, patches of moss. Green and grey moss cover most of the walls and floor in this section of the sewer tunnel. The moss seems to emit a faint, sweet aroma that does little to combat the overall stench pervading the passage. Without warning, choking fumes and noxious. Cloud of grey mist fills the tunnel, causing your eyes to water and your breathing to become shallow and rapid. For a fleeting instant, the glowing image of 3 concentric squares takes form, the thought of your thought. Oh no. Zathamorian stuff. So I'm getting I may well be poisoned by the poison of yesterday and the poison of tomorrow, all at the same time. Or who knows? When time crap demands. pick a random number, a bonus of 30. 20 from body, 10 from spirit. Gotta get 100 or more, or presumably, I get poisoned. Pick now. 40. Failure. The noxious vapours take their toll on you, filling your lungs and sending you into a violent fit of gagging and coughing. 54 damage. Well, that's a lot. But I can heal it. With your eyes stinging and your lungs burning, you struggle to make your way out of the foul cloud. After what seems like an eternity, you reach a clear section of the tunnel and draw several long, deep breaths in an effort to cleanse your lungs, picking a random number. Bonus of 20, all from body. But my success is 50 or more, pick now. 80 success. After several long minutes, during which you continue to cough and gasp as you expel the noxious fumes from your lungs, you're at last ready to continue on your way. You take a deep breath and sharply exhale before warily setting off along the sewer tunnel. Oh. From out of the darkness, a massive, grey, writhing mass of spiny legs surges out of the shadows to block your path. You recoil in horror as you prepare to fend off the ravenous attack of a massive grey centipede, a hideous creature intent on making you its next meal. For a fleeting instant, the glowing image of three concentric squares takes form. The four of your thoughts. That's probably because I spent too long looking at those particular squares. It's a giant centipede. I mean, if you're a fan of legs, you're in for a good time. The giant centipede surges forth of attacks. These ones can occasionally dodge some of the damage. Seems to be bit over half this time. Yeah, anyway. Alright, smash your wallops your foe. It just slows down the amount of damage you do this dodging, but it doesn't really matter that much because it's a 3+. So I still have the overwhelming advantage. Even if I didn't have hundreds more SP. And you've slain your foe. 7 XP. Having vanquished the threat, you carefully check over your gear before warily resuming your exploration. You find something nearby. Alright, it is some loot. Some very good loot. And 104 gold tokens. I can search here as well. Throw a search. Discover something. In the grime at the edge of the sewer passage, you find the telltale signs of someone having recently passed this way. Believing the lone print could have only been left by the young woman you're pursuing, better to continue your search for her. Alright, can I leave and sell some stuff now? I'm going to check that. No, it's turned up. If I leave the sewers, I won't be able to find them again. Zathamoyan stuff or just inconvenience? Note, if you climb out the sewers now, you won't be able to return here. This won't affect your ability to have further encounters with the young woman. Nope. Okay, I'm going to remain here. I might just have to, because I forgot to sell all the scimitars we picked up in the last adventure. So I might run out of loot space. Oh well, I might just have to drop some scimitars.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Remain here. Okay. West of the entrance, black stains. The floor of this section of the sewer tunnel is marred by several long black stains that seem to be of an oily nature. Yeah, I guess something broke in a basement above, out of the reeking gloom. Without warning, a large rat shrieks out of the shadows and attacks, savagely assailing you with its gashing fangs. For a fleeting instant, the glowing image of three concentric squares takes form at the fore of your thoughts. It's a massive rat. The rat assails you with fang and claw, and I assail it with a great big club. And then I win, because my club is very large, and the rat is very dead. 7 XP. Having vanquished the threat, you carefully check over your gear before warily resuming your exploration. Search here. Throw a search. Nothing particular interest. Okay, now south. Crackstone. Long jagged cracks run through the floor and along the walls in this section of the sewer tunnel. Search here. Throw a search of your surroundings. Nothing particular interest. And now east. That make me south of the entrance, a continuous gurgle. A continuous gurgling sound rises from a section of the sluggish sewer channel where the dark water swirls and eddies unexpectedly. Choking fumes, a repugnant cloud of grey mist suddenly fills the tunnel, causing your eyes to water and your breathing to become shallow and rapid. For a fleeting instant, the glowing image of three concentric squares takes form. At the form of your thoughts, picking a number. As before, it's a bonus of 30 and success of 100. Pick now. 93, failure. The noxious vapours take their toll on you, filling your lungs and sending you into a violent fit of gagging and coughing. 55 damage. With your eyes stinging and lungs burning, you struggle to make your way out of the foul cloud. After what seems like an eternity, you reach a clear section of the tunnel and draw several long, deep breaths in an effort to cleanse your lungs. Picking a number, bonus of 20 from body, success is 50, pick now, 83 success. After several long minutes, during which you continue to cough and gasp as you expel the noxious fumes from your lungs, you're at last ready to continue on your way. You take a deep breath and sharply exhale before warily setting off along the sewer tunnel. Okay, I can search here. Throw a search, discover something. In the filth at the edge of the sewer tunnel, you spot the telltale signs of someone having recently passed this way. Suddenly, your eyes are drawn to a dark, circular opening in the base of the nearby tunnel wall. Cleverly concealed behind a heap of debris and the crumbling remains of a rusted iron grate. The opening leads into a narrow tunnel approximately 3 feet in diameter. You peer into the opening and spot a faint, flickering glow coming from the far end of the small tunnel. Oh, let's just claw into the small tunnel. You claw into the small tunnel, something which is a lot easier for Sir Croakington, as she is usually very small, and continue on your hands and knees for several yards, moving steadily closer to the flickering light. The tunnel abruptly ends, and you find yourself peering into a small, squarish space, with enough room to stand upright. Wherein stands a wooded table. A battered lantern sits atop the table, its feeble glow illuminating only a small portion of the room. You crawl out at the edge of the tunnel and stand up inside the small chamber. Apart from the table and a heap of grimy blankets into the corner. The space appears to be empty, for the lighted lanterns just somewhat recently here. As you make a quick search of the room, you spot something sticking out from under the blankets. A closer inspection reveals a heavy leather-bound book, its cover emblazoned with arcane markings commonly associated with elemental magic. The thick volume contains countless entries detailing the advanced practice of elementalism, including several passages written in complex symbolic code. So, I can take possession of the book or leave it and exit the room. You know, just to find out what happens, I'm going to take possession of the book. You secure the heavy book among your other belongings. It's a heavy leather-bound tome. It is very heavy. It's got an encumbrance of 5. This weighty leather-bound volume contains copious detailed entries into magical discipline of elementalism. Several of the book passages are written in symbolic tone. In a complex symbolic code. Then, confident you haven't overlooked anything, you crawl into the small tunnel and make your way back out of the sewer passage. Suddenly. Alright, I was called into the tunnel again. Suddenly, the young woman who you followed down into the sewer tunnel steps out of the shadows in front of you, her face frozen in an expression of abject fear. "You mustn't be here," she says, frantically gazing in all directions. "You don't understand. Please leave this place and don't return. Down here, I'm safe from all of them. It's not easy for me to remember where this place is, but I've managed it so far." You ask her if she lives here, making mention of the chamber room you discovered at the end of the small tunnel. "I think I do," she replies, closing one eye as she apparently endeavours to remember something. "Yes. Perhaps this is where I live. I might ask the rats, but they seldom seem to know very much. I think this might just be home. You must go. Please. Just go." Okay, I can present to her the book I found. Okay, now, admittedly, if I did steal it, then this is me returning it. You draw out the leather-bound tome and hand it to the young woman. Her eyes grow wide. Wide as she accepts the book and runs her fingers along its thick, worn tome. "I thought I'd misplaced this," she says, an incredulous gaze rapidly shifting between you and the book. "I don't recall ever having a book like this, though I plainly remember losing it. How very odd. What a jumble. I can't think straight." Clutching the book tightly with both hands, she turns and shuffles off along the tunnel, slowly fading out of view at the edge of your light. As the echoed splashing of her footfalls grows dim, you resolve to make your way out of these weakening tunnels. To leave the tunnels, return to the location with the ladder. Okay, I'll make my way there, but there's a few places in this tunnel I haven't been yet. Peering out the grim darkness, it's a large black rat, and the 3 concentric squares turn up again. The rat sinks its fangs into your flesh for 16 damage. Smasher wallops again. The rat dodging some damage, and it is slain. 7 XP. Having vanquished the threat, you carefully check over your gear before warily resuming your exploration. Appearing out of the grim darkness is another large rat, with the 3 concentric squares turning up again, and it bit me for 16 damage, and it is slain. For 7 XP, having vanquished the threat, you carefully check your gear before warily resuming your exploration. Alright, east from the entrance and exit, because they're the same. A rusty grate. A large, heavily rusted grate is set into the wall here. Through the grate you can see a collapsed portion of an old, long since abandoned sewer tunnel without warning. It's another cloud of spores, same check as before. Three concentric squares turn up in my mind once again. Pick now. 56 failure, that gives me 73 damage. I'll heal a bit of that. As before, okay, after what seems like an eternity, it's the same as before. Bonus of 20, success 50, pick now. 68 success. After several long minutes, during which you continue to gag and wheeze as you expel the spores from your lungs, you are at last ready to continue on your way. You take a deep breath and sharply exhale before warily setting off along the sewer tunnel. Alright, let's search the rusty grate. Though a search, nothing particular interest. Alright, then I'm going to go northwest of the entrance. Scuttling and squeaking. The unnerving echo of things scuttling unseen, just beyond the range of your light. And the telltale squeaking of rats sets your nerves on edge as you explore this length of tunnel, appearing out of the grim darkness. It's a large rat. I'm just going to fight it. Just going to fight it like I fight the other rats. It dodges some damage. 7 XP. Search here. Throw a search. Nothing particularly interest. Okay. And two north and one west of the start is missing blocks. Several of the stone blocks that make up the walls and ceiling of the sewer corridor are missing along this length of tunnel. Guess it's just time. Search here. Make a thorough search. Time, regular time, not Crab King scheming. Thorough search of your surroundings. It's got nothing of any particular interest. Right, then going west again. Sealed doorway. A doorway, sealed over with grey stone blocks, is set into this wall in this section of the tunnel. The doorway appears to have been sealed over for many years, appearing out of the grim darkness. It's another large rat. I'm just going to quick combat that. 7 XP. Search here. There was search, nothing particular interest. Okay, just one place left to explore, I think. Green sludge. A bubbling mass of green sludge oozes out of a small crack in the floor here. This sludge seems to weave about as if it is alive. Well, there's quite a good chance it is. Peering out of the grim darkness is another giant centipede, which is just like the first giant centipede, we thought. Right, I'm just going to fight that. Got concentric squares on my mind. Keep going. There we are. 7 XP. Having vanquished the threat, you carefully check over your gear before warily resuming your exploration. You find something nearby. It's a club. It's just a club. It's a common club, not worth picking up. Examine the oozing sludge. As you move towards the sludge, it seems to detect your approach and begins rapidly sliding in your direction, growing larger as it closes in. Well, let's attack it. We can't be letting this thing go around where that nice lady lives. I mean, what if it hurts the nice lady? Hold your ground and attack the sludge. With a strange slurping sound that randomly rises and falls in pitch, the glowing mass of sludge surges towards you, a deadly wave of sentient slime. Wait, sentient? Well, okay. I mean, it could be sentient, and I don't feel bad about killing it, because it's sapient that you have to worry about. Sentient just means, you know, it's aware of what's around it. So when it's sapient, you know, it's when it can think and stuff. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just that Star Trek got us all confused. For a fleeting instant, the glowing image of three concentric squares takes form at the four of your thoughts as devouring sludge. The sludge surges at you. And it absorbs some damage. Oh, it's saying how much it's absorbing this time. It's most of the damage. The sludge attaches itself to you, searing your flesh. 7 damage. Ah, it's got a lot of health. But that's not going to help it much. Because I have a lot of health too. Smasher wallops your foe. Keep going. And slain. 12 XP. Undulating wildly, the defeated mass of green sludge sinks back several feet and suddenly explodes, splattering the walls, floor and ceiling with its sticky, slimy remnants. Breathing heavily, you carefully clean up the gruesome sludge from your equipment before preparing to set off on your way. A search here. Do a search. Nothing particular interest. Okay, I've visited all the locations. I've searched all the locations. I think I can pretty much say that I am done with this dungeon. Let's get out of here. Climb out of the sewers. Standing at the foot of the ladder, you gaze up at the opening above, over which rests the loose iron grate. I hope I remember to put the grate back after I climbed in, because otherwise there'd be a tripping hazard. I can't be having that. Climb the ladder and leave the sewers. Once back in the alley, you replace the loose grate, ensuring it completely covers the opening leading down into the sewers, and set off on your way. Still bemused by your second encounter with the woman, you retrieve and briefly examine the jagged shard of green stone, the second she's given to you. As you press through the crowded market, your thoughts repeatedly turn to the young woman, and you wonder when and where your next meeting will take place. Alright, Blade Square. Alright, I'm just going to pause it and see when she turns up. I'm at the Wither Docks and she is there. Many dilapidated buildings. Most possessing an altogether unwholesome appearance line the quayside. And let's approach the young woman who seems to be watching you. There's an adventure here called A Friendly Reminder, but we've already did it, but I neglected to save afterwards. I'll do it again, but I won't record it. I'll just go through it quickly so that it's officially done, as far as the game files know. You once again approach the young woman, who you've twice before encountered. She smiles as you draw near, pushing back some of her dangling locks of matted black hair. "I've almost given up on seeing you again," she says, nervously glancing in several directions. I'm not thinking straight these days, mind you. "So things aren't as easy as they might be. Just wait a moment and I'll have something for you." She begins earnestly rummaging through her pockets. "Here, we have it. Just the bit I was looking for. It might have been looking for me, for us. Here it is." The young woman produces a small, jagged piece of green stone and holds it for you to see. "Haven't you already a pair of these?" she asks, eyeing you closely. "Of course. There's nothing to say you can't have the whole lot of them. Perhaps you will, if time and fortune are granted. Here, take it." She hands you the stone, pressing it into your hand. "Now I have 3 of them." You again ask for her name, and the young woman merely shrugs in response. "If I knew that much, much the less dire would my station be," she says, shaking her head. "Dreams have told me much my waking mind can no longer clearly see. The path is there, but it's broken. You can help me, but only if you continue to find me. You must help me. Before you can attempt to ask her anything else, she turns, dashes off along the quayside, and is soon out of sight. While puzzling over the most recent encounter with the young woman, attempting to make sense of what she said, you secure the jagged shard of green stone in amongst your other possessions. Then, wondering when you'll next cross paths with her, you set off on your way. Okay. Wait, I've got a suddenly. Suddenly, something blunt and heavy smashes into the back of your skull, sending you sprawling to the ground. 171 stamina points, which just happens to be half my health. And I don't think that's a coincidence. Especially since doing that much damage could utterly destroy a lot of fairly advanced characters, so you wouldn't have it just do that much damage normally, because that could just kill you. The last thing you see before everything goes black is the gaunt, cruel face of a man staring down at you. Pull her up! Pull it up! Issues a sharp voice as your eyes fly open and you find yourself being hauled to your feet. Ignoring the pounding ache at the back of your head, you quickly survey the scene and realise you're in the alley adjacent. You're in an alley adjacent to the Wither Docks, surrounded by three unsavoury-looking, leather-clad roughnecks. I'm just going to heal myself, because I think there may be a fight. The two men who dragged you to your feet release their grips on your arms and step back. The third man, whose voice greeted you upon waking, steps forward. The cold gaze of his bright blue eyes filling you with a profound sense of dread. "Where's the woman you just met?" he asks, pointedly, moving his white hand to the hilt of a dagger tucked into his belt. "What is your business with her? Where has she gone?" Having no intention of providing any information to your assailants, also I don't know anything, I have no idea where she is. I admit, I kind of know where she stays, but I don't know where that is anymore. You brazenly tell them as much, elicting a scowl and hail of vile curses from the blue-eyed man. "Put it to her," he snarls, nodding his two cohorts. "Grab her, and I'll see that she becomes a bit more reasonable." The two men immediately move to take hold of you, picking a number, bonus of 49, 20 from agility, 19 from body, 18 from unarmed combat. Gotta get 75 or more, or they'll be able to grab me. Pick now. 144, success. Springing out of the way, you evade the grasping hands of one of the men and deal the counterpart a swift blow to the jaw. I just jump straight into the jaw. Straight into the jaw, getting a full body uppercut. Swift blow to the jaw that sends him reeling. Seizing the opportunity, you leap after the man you struck, intent on rendering unconscious. It's a stunned roughneck. Okay, it's a non-lethal combat. Well, I guess... Well, they don't want to kill me because they have to question me. And I don't want to kill them because I want to know what the heck is going on. Maybe... Just a slight reluctance for the killing. The roughneck swiped at you with his fist. I swinged my club. But in a nice way. You've defeated your foe. 5 XP. You dodged your right, narrowly avoiding the swipe of the second roughneck's broad fist, and swiftly countered the attack. It's another roughneck. The roughneck swipes at you with his fists. Keep going, keep going. The foe lands you a staggering blow for 33 damage. Whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot of damage from a common roughneck. Maybe there's some Zathamorian influence. You defeated your foe. 5 XP. The second man slumps to the ground at your feet and rolls around, moaning in agony, a victory of your brutal combat prowess. You start to discover the blue-eyed man is no longer in sight, and immediately he must have fled during the melee. You turn your attention to two men you've just frasked, eager to get some answers from them, only to be suddenly struck over your head by a heavy, blunt object. Well, there was a third man. I guess he sneaked round behind me or something? Your knees instantly buckle and you collapse onto the cobblestones. As the world around you slowly goes dark, the last thing you see is the blue-eyed man and his two cohorts hustling out of the alley. Your eyes creep open and you stagger to your feet, realizing you must have been unconscious for several minutes. Mindful of the throbbing ache at the back of your head, you slowly make your way out of the alley, wondering at the identities and motives of your assailants, and silently vowing to remember the gaunt, cruel face of the blue-eyed man. Okay, and that will do for now. I think we're getting pretty close to an hour. So, in the next episode, there just happens to be a couple more encounters. With that lady and her fragments. And I'm not sure if that will bring me to a full hour. But if there's time left over, we'll do Swindler's Den. And maybe some other things we can find. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.